What about youngsters?
Okay, so the it's a bit of a lighter read this time, you'll be pleased to know. So it's called The Astounding Broccoli Boy, and it's by Frank Cottrell Boyce. And he's one of my favourite children's authors, and he's quite well known. His stories always have a great plot, and the characters are very engaging and believable, and there's also plenty to make you smile in his books. He's written quite a few that you probably know, Millions and Framed, which were both made into films, and he also updated Ian Fleming's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, right, yeah.
Into a series of three books, so they were lovely. And he was also responsible for writing the opening ceremony for the Olympic Games at London 2012, so he's very versatile. But this book is his latest, and it's all about a character, a young boy called Rory. Now, Rory's being bullied at school, and the way he copes is to refer to a self-help book he's discovered, and it's called Don't Be Scared, Be Prepared. So all that he experiences, we learn how he should counter by the various advice in this book. And it is a comfort and an encouragement to Rory, but then one day something happens which nobody could have expected. Rory turns green, and there's nothing in this book about what you should do if you turn green. Rory is sent to an isolation unit in a hospital by the doctors as they try to work out what's caused this change in colour of his skin. Is it a virus, something in his genes, something he's eaten? But amazingly, there are also two other children who've turned green. So they're all in this unit together. They're not the best of friends initially. They're all quite different. But having to endure this confinement together, they come up with a coping strategy. And their theory is that they've changed skin colour because they've now been blessed with superpowers. So they decide to escape the hospital each night and have various adventures in the streets of London, exploring what their superpower might be. So obviously there's various wacky things that happen to them as they explore this avenue. So it's quite a quirky book, but it's even stranger when you find out where the inspiration came from. There are two points of inspiration for the author. First is that he actually turns yellow when he gets stressed, apparently. He reckons it's a blood disorder, and when people see him, though, they think it's so extreme, they tell him to immediately go to hospital because he looks so ill. But he's coped with it, so that's one thing. He says it's true, you can change colour. but he also read about a medieval legend which actually comes from this area.
The Green Children of Woolpit. Yeah.
So that's what inspired the book.
Excellent.
So he'd read about it and thought, oh, I'll make a story of it, and that's what he's done. So it's a great link to this county.
Isn't that brilliant? The Astounding Broccoli Boy then could have been one of the Green Children of Woolpit.
Yes, indeed.
That sounds lovely. It's a brilliant book. So The Astounding Broccoli Boy, it's by Frank Cottrell Boyce as well. So a couple of good reasons.